Therese is going to read a letter from her father. And Russell is talking about torture at the SCI Green, the State Correctional Institution Green in Pennsylvania. And he has been subjected to so many things. He's been locked down so long. But some of you may not know that when the United States government had their little scandal with the Abu Ghraib or whatever, and the main torturers had been trained at SCI Green. And that's where Russell is now. And that's where they've been holding Mamiya, because that's the death row scene in Pennsylvania. Terry, would you come up and read the letter?
Thank you. Okay, here we are. This letter is in response to some things that's been going on at SCI Green. My dad has been in jail now for 32 years. And as Tom Big Warrior said, he knows when the guards are turning into goons. And here recently, they've been out of control. So therefore, he writes, in 1978, the European Court of Human Rights confronted a similar technique employed by Britain in the early 1970s against Irish detainees. The so-called five techniques scientifically developed interrogation practices: wall standing, hooding, sleep deprivation, and withholding of food and drinks, which has been going on at Green. It labeled it inhumane and degrading. Over and over, the leaders of the U.S. swear that they do not tolerate any torture or inhumane and degrading treatment in any U.S.-controlled prisons. You're right. Yet, right in the state of Pennsylvania, prisoners at the State Correctional Institution at Green, SCI Green, are daily being subjected to just that. You may recall that SCI Green is where Abu Ghraib tortured Charles Grainer, worked in civilian life, and where Mamiya Abdul-Jamal is being held. Well, SCI Green, which should be called State Concentration and Internment Ground, since no correction in a positive way takes place there, has a prison within a prison called the Restricted Housing Unit, RHU Control Unit for short. A veritable hell on earth. It is where most of the five techniques are practiced, along with other no-touch torture and some physical brutality for good measure. There's close to 500 men, and there most of them are subjected to sleep deprivation because their cell lights stay on 24 hours a day. Also, there's the withholding of food, showers, and cell water at whim of the guards. The withholding of food and water is very hard on the prisoners because all cells are fully enclosed, preventing any passing to any victims. Yet other no-touch torture techniques are even harder to deal with. They revolve around keeping prisoners on 23-hour lockdown, hundreds of miles from their family, for years and decades. The Arthurs has been in prison for close to 34 years and has been held in lockdown for 25 of those years, 11 at SCI Green. Within the bathroom-sized cells, you're allowed three sets of underclothes and socks, shower shoes, jumpsuits, canvas, slides, and a single record box to hold legal and other papers, and 10 soft cover books. Now, if you're good, they'll allow you to buy a TV and radio, as well as a limited amount of food items from the commissary. Outside of that, you're supposed to get 1 hour of outdoor exercise in a dog cage, 5 days per week, 3 10-minute showers, and 1 hour no-contact visit every 7 days if your family can afford to travel for hundreds of miles on weekdays and the only time you can see them. Do years and decades of such treatment sound inhumane to you? Furthermore, degrading strip and cell searches are carried out daily. You know, we thought daddy had cancer. It turned out to be a prostate infection. But during that time, he was subjected to searches beneath his private area. And he was trying to heal up, but they were still going on with the practices as usual. The intense and degrading regular cell searches are exercised in pure sadism. where guards go out of their way to read, comment, and provoke you concerning your personal mail, photos, books, and reading material, while afterwards leaving your cell looking like Hurricane Katrina ran through it. If that don't beat all, some of the more psychopathic ones will go as far as to even leave you without any toilet paper, toothbrush, pens, or combs. The author has repeatedly complained about officers Lynch and Peters, who have subjected him to the most of the above, only to be retaliated against. Each time, and worse things are happening to other prisoners there. Well, as you know, we asked for your support, and I want to thank you, even through his medical issues that he was going through. But now the latest thing was with the toothbrush and the no comb. And I was telling someone earlier, it wasn't just the toothbrush. When he called and said they took his ink pen and there's no communication there, and then he can't communicate to the outside world, that got me more than anything. And Tom here drove me up to Jeffrey Beers immediately that next day. And they tried to make us seem like we had did something wrong. What are you doing here? Russell is acting out. But it wasn't that. It was just that we don't go to them anymore. We're making phone calls. We're writing. And as Khalid said earlier, the revolution will not be emailed. So stop it. We got to go up there and fight these people. It's like she said earlier, we got to organize. So this is what's going on. One of my dad's dreams, along with the other scholars behind bars, is to educate them. We cannot allow this system to take them over. And the system not going to be able to do nothing with them. So I want to thank y'all for your support and everything else. Our kids are going to perform. Our advisory board consists of 8 men out of SEI Green, and Daddy is in charge. And Khalid and I do this every day with them, after school and the summer program. So I want to thank my son for putting up with the late hours, the no dinners and all that stuff. Everybody here is my support group in Philly. Luke Mon and Yanza, who does our website. She had to come out with a baby today. And Tim, every time you see her alert out, it's Tim, Khalid, and my brother. You know what? When Richard Williams just passed away, my brother was on a plane to Vermont to console his kids. The same way we would need, well, I can't imagine myself picking my dad up not alive from a prison. So I want to thank him. Last but not least, I want to thank the Fergusons. Because when I thought my dad had cancer, and some of you know, I was leaving them whining, crying messages on their phone. I didn't even have to get you. I left it on the machine. So y'all know. But it wasn't until I got in touch with them, because I was crying all day. And my sister and them was like, what's wrong with her? So Mama Ferguson answered the phone. I don't know if y'all remember. And I was like, my dad got cancer. And she was like, Herman. She didn't say nothing. She just called for him. And when he got on the phone, like, my daddy got cancer. He was like, child, please. Pull yourself together. Get control of yourself. How are you going to help your dad in that state of mind? And the tears dried up immediately. And I was on a petition and campaign mission the next day, so I want to thank you. I sent every copy to my dad, everything that y'all put out there. And he was like, they like me like that. I said, they like you like that. I said, you done put your life. I told my dad, I said, you done put your life on the line. You don't really have your family, your love for the poor, all your fighting on the front line. I said, of course, they like you like that. So thank you. So here we go. Bear with us. Some of you may have heard this performance, but we're going to give the political prisoners a salute.
And this is a revolutionary salute. Know what I mean? To the comrades. Word, because this is real shit. This ain't just stories, you know what I'm saying? People like Twyman and Myers, Kwesi Balogun, Unta Hari, Rochelle McGee, Jalil Muthakeem, Hugo Yogi Pinnell, Herman Bell, Zaid Shakur, Asada Shakur, Nahanda Abi Odun,
Russell Maroon Schultz,
George Jackson, Tariq Haskins, Matulu Shakur, Lennon Peltier, Jonathan Jackson, Shaka Sankofa, Bunchy Carter, Albert Nunn Washington, Reston Uhuru, Eddie Conway, Sunni
Kenyatta Okoli, the Black Liberation Army, Tupac Amaru Freedom Fighters, the Mau Mau, the Zapatistas, Black and Brown Power. Yeah. Long live.
All right, SCU kids. All right, all y'all. Soldiers. All right, let's hit with it. One, two, three. Black is beautiful. Yeah, yeah. Set our captives free. Yeah, yeah. Black is beautiful. Set our captives free. Black is beautiful. Yeah, yeah. Set the captives free. Right now. Black is beautiful. Set the captives free. All right, come on, baby girl. Now, this is how we do it every day after school. All right, baby girl, give it to him. 5 years old, Sister Cashmere.
I am your child. Wherever you go, you take me to. Wherever I know, I learn from you. Whatever I do, you tell me to do. I am your child, and I am your chance. Whatever will come for me. Tomorrow is won by winning me. Whatever I am, you tell me to be. I am your hope, I am your chance, and I am your child.
Go ahead, girl. All right now. All right now. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. All right, you next. All right, here's our other 5-year-olds, because we got to start with the babies now. All right, go ahead.
Harriet Tubman didn't take no stuff. She wasn't scared of nothing either. She didn't come in the spoil to be no slave. She didn't steal one either.
All right now. All right. Come on, Jaya. Come on. That's right. Give them love, baby girl. Give them love. That's right. Give them some love. That's right. All right now. All right, baby girl.
Hi, everyone. I'm here to celebrate everyone who is in jail, and I say that my grandfather is in jail, and we need to let him free.
That's right.
For every kid, and put my fist up in the air.
All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. 4. She's 4 years old. All right, Khalid, come on up. All right, all right. So this is how we do it every day. Khalid is always behind the scenes, but every day we're with the kids after school so we can reverse all the damage that the public school system do to them every day. And then we have them every summer. All right, thank y'all.